Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu pierwszego.
One.
Wow, Susie, you've got a piano. It's beautiful and it looks great by the window. Can you actually play it?
I started playing this piano over 20 years ago.
Please tell me all about it.
Oh, it's a funny story, actually. My parents bought me a keyboard when I was 5, but I was too lazy to learn to play it then. It was one of those keyboards which also had 4 pre-programmed songs on it. So you could press a particular key and the keyboard would play the whole song and I only had to move my hands over the keys. It was so easy. My grandparents heard those songs, so they believed I was extremely talented. They didn't realise I was just pretending to play.
Did they ever find out?
Well, for my 10th birthday, my parents bought me a real piano and signed me up for a summer camp for talented kids. My whole family came to my birthday party and wanted to hear me play this piano. And that's when I had to tell them the truth. I felt so ashamed when I was explaining to them that I couldn't play a single piece of music.
Were your parents angry? After all, they'd got you such a beautiful piano.
Actually, they were really tolerant. Still, I felt so bad that I promised I would start learning for real, and I did.
That's so cool. Will you play something for me?
Of course. Make yourself comfy on my sofa, help yourself to the cake I've baked, and enjoy my little concert.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One.
Wow, Susie, you've got a piano. It's beautiful and it looks great by the window. Can you actually play it?
I started playing this piano over 20 years ago.
Please tell me all about it.
Oh, it's a funny story, actually. My parents bought me a keyboard when I was 5, but I was too lazy to learn to play it then. It was one of those keyboards which also had 4 pre-programmed songs on it. So you could press a particular key and the keyboard would play the whole song and I only had to move my hands over the keys. It was so easy. My grandparents heard those songs, so they believed I was extremely talented. They didn't realise I was just pretending to play.
Did they ever find out?
Well, for my 10th birthday, my parents bought me a real piano and signed me up for a summer camp for talented kids. My whole family came to my birthday party and wanted to hear me play this piano. And that's when I had to tell them the truth. I felt so ashamed when I was explaining to them that I couldn't play a single piece of music.
Were your parents angry? After all, they'd got you such a beautiful piano.
Actually, they were really tolerant. Still, I felt so bad that I promised I would start learning for real, and I did.
That's so cool. Will you play something for me?
Of course. Make yourself comfy on my sofa, help yourself to the cake I've baked, and enjoy my little concert.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
Two.
Have you bought too much food and you can't eat it all? Is the food still fresh? Don't throw it away. There are people who need it. We've started a new project called the Love Fridge. There are 17 fridges on the streets of our neighbourhood which are marked with the Love Fridge logo. The idea behind these fridges is simple. If you need food, just walk up to the fridge and take whatever you need. If you have food to give away, just leave it inside. What can you put in the fridge? items like fresh fruit and vegetables, bread, unopened milk and yogurt, fresh eggs, and anything that is in original, unopened packaging. So no leftovers, please. For health reasons, uncooked pork, beef or chicken is not allowed. And please, don't give anything you wouldn't eat yourself. And if you have a fridge you don't need, call us. You can give it to us and help the Love Fridge Project grow. We'll take your fridge from you and transport it to one of our workshops. Then it will be painted, cleaned, installed in its new location and filled with food items. But before you call us, please send us a photo of your fridge so that we can know its size and find the best place for it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
2.
Have you bought too much food and you can't eat it all? Is the food still fresh? Don't throw it away. There are people who need it. We've started a new project called the Love Fridge. There are 17 fridges on the streets of our neighbourhood which are marked with the Love Fridge logo. The idea behind these fridges is simple. If you need food, just walk up to the fridge and take whatever you need. If you have food to give away, just leave it inside. What can you put in the fridge? Items like fresh fruit and vegetables, bread, unopened milk and yogurt, fresh eggs, and anything that is in original, unopened packaging. So no leftovers, please. For health reasons, uncooked pork, beef or chicken is not allowed. And please, don't give anything you wouldn't eat yourself. And if you have a fridge you don't need, call us. You can give it to us and help the Love Fridge Project grow. We'll take your fridge from you and transport it to one of our workshops. Then it will be painted, cleaned, installed in its new location and filled with food items. But before you call us, please send us a photo of your fridge so that we can know its size and find the best place for it.